أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فألهمها فجورها وتقواها. In the surah where Allah Ta'ala has taken many qasams in order to explain a certain particular subject, and that is the purity of our soul and our nafs, to correct it and to make it obedient to Allah Ta'ala. After taking six qasams, which were in pairs of two, that means three different pairs, and then Allah Ta'ala took qasam of the nafs, and we should be conscious when Allah is taking qasam of our nafs and all the evils which are in the nafs, and we also should be aware of it. We live our lives as though we haven't got this nafs, this evil desires of ours. It is like a person who has got so many enemies, and he lives like he's got no enemies whatsoever. So the nafs is our worst enemy. Shaitan is our enemy. These are our two arch enemies, and we should be aware of them. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is discussing about the nafs which is with us. So this nafs has got desires for this. It's made of sand and water, of this worldly things, our body. So naturally it goes towards material things. It wants the good things, the comfort, the enjoyments, the luxuries, and all the things of this world. It naturally goes in that way. Then Allah Ta'ala gave us our brains by which we can understand, that we should not follow the desires of our nafs, but we should see the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, we are not even so much aware of our nafs, that whatever we even emphasize for ourselves, our families, our children, what you feel like doing, you must do. In fact, that is not at all the correct way. We have to do what Allah wants us to do, not what we feel like doing. There are many wrong desires that we have. We can't just do what we want to. And it is advertised also in various ways that you must just do what you want to do. And that is not at all the correct way. We have to see what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. So Allah gave us our brains in order to see what are the right things and the wrong things. And then Allah Ta'ala has been much, much more kinder, that in detail He spelled it out. He sent about 124,000 Anbiya alayhi wasalam to guide mankind. And finally, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how much effort Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, and his effort was not confined to his lifetime, but it will go till the day of Qiyamah, the effort Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam made. He prepared the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and what great noble beings they were, and what great sacrifices they also made, that deen must come to us and must reach us also. So the details of what Allah wants from us, that Allah has spelled out in the 30 suparas of the Quran Sharif. And then it has been explained in all the ahadith, thousands and thousands of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah has given us everything in detail. So Allah says this, all this what is in the heart. When Allah put the nafs there, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا پھر سمجھ لی اس کو جھٹائے کی اور بچ کر چلنے کی. Then Allah Ta'ala had put in the heart its stubbornness also, and it doesn't want to follow the commandments of Allah, and also the taqwa to save itself from it. In other words, Allah has shown both the ways to mankind. And we all know that there is the evil way and there is the good way. And our desires are generally for the evil. Unless a person made effort on his nafs, then he desires for the good. Otherwise, the desire of the evil is more prevalent and predominant within a person. Ulama have also explained that it isn't only that this Allah has put this desire to do evil, but rather Allah Ta'ala has given us the capability to save ourselves from this evil. Every person, Allah Ta'ala has given us that capability, which Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained very beautifully, that where your car has got an accelerator so you can speed up, Allah has given you a brake also, where it goes in danger, then you must brake and bring it down under control. So like that, our nafs will want to go and do a lot of wrong things also, and it will want to accelerate in the wrong. But Allah gave us the brake also, that we can control it and keep it under control. So that desire is there, but we have to control that desire. And the desire for good is also there, and we must do what the good is. So it is a test. If Allah had just put good in our hearts, and there was no thought even about evil, like angels, like farishta, malaika, they can't do any wrong. They got no desire, they don't think of a guna, there is nothing of guna in front of them. But Allah made us as humans, that we have got that quality also, and we have got the quality of doing good and the quality of doing bad. Now it is for us that we have to first of all develop that quality, that ability, that istidad, that capability, that we can control ourselves. And that is what is called tazkiyah, and that is what is called islah, and that is what is called tasawwuf. That ability, we make effort to bring that capability within us, that we control ourselves, even our thoughts we control, and we don't think about evil, and we don't do any evil. So both these things Allah Ta'ala has put within us, and has given us the capability to stay away from the wrong, and the capability of doing the right. And the wrong, the inspirations which shaitan brings within a person, and the nafs also, it is only as far as our thoughts are concerned. Shaitan hasn't got the power, neither has our nafs got the power to force us to commit any guna. Only it puts that desire within us now, and Allah has given us that ability that we can stop there and put the brakes on. And if we do that, we will not commit guna. So there is a very important subject which Allah Ta'ala is discussing, and we have to do what comes in front. That is the climax of the surah, that we have to make our tazkiyah, we have to gain our spiritual rectification and purification. May Allah bless us all with this.